I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Brooke Quinn. She's Business Development Representative with the Lake Superior Community Partnership to find out more about their upcoming Line Tech Open House. Here's Brooke Quinn.
Well, the Line Tech Open House gives an opportunity for everyone to come out and see what the program actually is about, or upcoming students that are thinking about the trade or going into that program. It is a program that lets students or prepares students to install, maintain electrical systems that are used for commercial and residential.
So when you say Line Tech, you're literally talking about the men and women that would run these lines in various places, including up the poles and into buildings and all of that. So that's kind of what it's about, right?
Yes, that's what it's about. So the open house is from 1 to 3 out at the school in Gwynn. And you get the opportunity to see and talk to the students currently in the program, see the instructors, get the opportunity to possibly ride in a bucket truck.
So what day is this? Is happening October what day?
October 13th, which is a Thursday, from 1 to 3 p.m.
You mentioned that to me earlier before we went on the air about, you know, just the opportunity to do something like get up in a bucket truck or whatever. If you're interested in this line of work, it's good to know. Maybe you don't have a fear of heights or something, which you may not know until you're up there, right?
Honestly, you may not know it until you get up there, but you get the opportunity to potentially climb up poles, go in a bucket truck and kind of get a feel of what the program actually is before you fully commit, which is a great opportunity for upcoming students.
And that seems like a good idea that, you know, this is a decent career. This is a good paying career. There's a lot of skill and training that goes into it. And that's also what you want to expose people that are potentially interested in it too.
Absolutely. With this program, you get to learn all of the behind the scenes work and learn all the skill trade of it, but you also get the chance to get your CDL as well, which is vital to that program and to that job field.
Brooke, one of the things about the Line Tech program is there's a lot of information in it to learn the skills of being a line technician, meaning running power lines and such. But the program is about a year. Tell me about it.
Yep, the program is a year long. You condense a lot of information in just 1 year. But on top of that, you're also not only learning about the electrical trade and maintaining and operating, but you're also on the same side of it, getting your CDL program at the same time. So once those two go hand in hand, you have the opportunity to leave that program and get a job right after it. And it's a very sought after job.
Yeah, this is a very sought after line of work. I mean, these are the crews that come in and will run new lines as needed or replacement lines. You know, we hear about it in the hurricanes and tornadoes and things like that. But it is also just part of the regular infrastructure work, which I'm sure, you know, with our government programs of late, there'll be a lot of work in this field.
Yes. I don't think this field has died down to any. They're the first people that come on when a hurricane happens to refix the power lines or a snowstorm, especially up here with the snowstorm. They're the first ones to go on it. So your power companies like UPCO, Marquette Board of Light and Power, all MJ Electric, they're all key players.
There's work, is what you're saying.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
So if someone is interested in this as a career, you have a great opportunity now for them to do it with the Line Tech Open House. What is it, and how do people get to register?
You can contact me at 906-226-6591, and my extension is 103. If you are interested in the program, you can feel free to talk to me in person, or just shoot me an email at bquinn@marquette.org.
And of course, this is all on your website as well, which is
marquette.org.
One of the things also I want to make sure people know is this is coming up next month, so give them the day and time as well.
Yes, it will be Thursday, October 13th from 1 to 3 p.m.
That's Brooke Quinn with the Lake Superior Community Partnership. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.